Today we begin a three-Sunday section on the church in Matthew's Gospel. But it really began a couple of weeks ago. We heard Jesus say to Peter, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven." So that binding and loosing, that responsibility somehow for the others, is put upon Peter, but of course Peter always represents the church. Now today we hear the same thing about not just the leaders of the church, not just the priests and bishops, but of the members too, namely, "Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there with them." So whatever you ask in union with one another, the Heavenly Father will hear. And you're somehow responsible for one another. So admonish one another, take care of one another, love one another as you would love yourself. And this admonishing goes back to that reading from Ezekiel. You, Ezekiel, are the watchman. You're responsible for your fellow citizens of Israel. You're responsible for your fellow Jews. If I give you a warning, you must warn them, otherwise you are somehow responsible for their sin. But if you warn them and they don't pay any attention to you, they'll die anyway because of their sin, but you will save your life. Okay, this responsibility that is given to the members of the church to take care of one another, to admonish one another, say something to your brother or sister if there's an error. And if they don't listen to you, take it to a couple of others and take it to the church. But if they don't listen even to the church, then treat them as you would a tax collector or a Gentile. Well, how did they treat tax collectors and Gentiles? As foreigners, as someone who wasn't one of us. It's not necessarily judgmental. It's not necessarily that, it's not a condemnation. It's just an inability, you know, they're outside of our authority. And so when someone doesn't listen to the church even, then you say, "Well, we've done all we can do. But we put you into the hands of a merciful God and we pray for you." That's all we can do. And so this membership in the church becomes a great gift, but it also becomes a responsibility for one another. We gather around a baptismal font and around an altar of union, and we celebrate that dying to the individual self and arising to the communal self as the body of Christ. And so we no longer are existing as an individual fully. Yes, you're an individual, but you're also part of the body. And when one member hurts, they all hurt. When one member succeeds, they all succeed. And so we have that same communal sense that Israel had in the Old Testament period, but even stronger because we are bound together in Christ by the indwelling Spirit. So today James is going to be anointed with that same Spirit. From now on, that Spirit is going to dwell in his body, and he will be a member of our body, the body of Christ. And we'll be responsible for him, and he'll be responsible for us. And we won't always have neat ways of doing that. It won't always work out nicely. Sometimes you just have to throw up your hands and say, "We've done what we can do. We commend you to a merciful God."